to order. In attendance is Senator Salo, Senator Sharp, Senator Duncan, Senator Pierce, and Senator Miller. The first item we'll have is Senate Bill 42, an act allowing a person to hold more than one entry permit for certain fisheries. Is there a discussion?
I want to know what the impetus of this bill is.
Well, I do not know more anything about it.
Yeah, in Southeast, they do what they call stacking of permits, and I think it's only in Southeast. And as I understand it, the Limited Interest Commission asked us to clarify in law the practice that they're doing. But it was there was one person who testified against it just because, but for the most part, it was.
But this isn't going to
Southeast only.
Okay, because I think there'd be a significant objection for this in Covina.
I don't know what it is. I haven't had anybody write to me on this, I don't think.
It's the same boat? Be authorized for the same boat with different gear?
I think so, but it's different gear. Oh, not at the same time, as I understand it.
Yeah, but the now the boats are registered, aren't they, for the gear, too?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. I apologize.
You can have the same boat. This would be so you can, the way that I'm reading it, if you have the same boat and you wanted to throw a drum, you wanted to become a drum seiner or a drum gill netter, you could put a drum on your boat and also fish as a gill netter off of your boat. You can be a drum seiner or a power block seiner.
But using the same boat. Yeah.
But using the same boat.
Yeah. Okay.
I know there's reasons I hate fish issues. what is the wish of the committee?
We moved to calendar. Hopefully the sponsor can explain it.
Is there objections?
Or a good explanation at least.
Hearing none, so ordered. The next is sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 52, providing for an advisory vote on the issue of capital punishment. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
Moved to calendar.
Is there objection? There is objection. So roll call.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator
yes. That is passed on a 3-2 vote. It will be calendared.
This is a little more harsher than corporal punishment.
It's the next step.
The next one is Senate Bill 198, an act establishing the Homer Airport Critical Habitat Area. I asked the prime sponsor if he would consider changing the title to the Moose Industrial Area so I could have a little higher comfort level at voting for it, but he decided that probably was not a good idea. But is there any other committee discussion? So, Tom, what is the wish of the committee?
Thank you. We can move to CS for Senate Bill 198.
Is there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. The next item is Senate Bill 230, an act relating to management of state land, water, and land and water as a part of a state park, etc. Is there a committee discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
Senator Pierce?
Is there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Next item is Senate Bill 259, an act extending the termination date of the Alaska Commission on Aging. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Senator Pierce?
Moved calendar.
Is there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Next item is Senate Joint Resolution Number 30, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the Budget Reserve Fund. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
Move SJR out of committee and number 30 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Object.
There is objection. So roll call, please.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
No.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Passes on a 3-2 vote. It has moved. Next item is House Bill 446. An act for allowing home rule municipalities to bring action for certain injunctive relief relating to nuisances. Is there discussion?
What does this do?
I think this is the boombox bill, right?
No, it's not. In fact, in judiciary, Senator Ellis was very supportive of it. This only allows in areas where you have, it only falls into the area statutes where you have prostitution, areas that they're trying to clean up drug houses, and there was one other area, but it has nothing to do with boomboxes.
Oh, okay.
But it basically, because some of these things are such a low priority on the state's list, it's basically the city of Anchorage has been asking for this so that they can move in and work on some of these areas using these particular statutes. They felt it would be an enforcement tool for them.
Injunction.
Yeah. I know Senator Ellis was very supportive of it in judiciary.
This is the mayor's priority, one of the mayor's priorities for crime and injunction.
That's correct.
Mayor's priority. Oh, okay.
Is there, what is the wish of the committee? Senator Sharp?
I'd move House Bill 446 amended out of committee for scheduling.
Is there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And the last item we have is House Bill 459. An act relating to jurisdictions governing a trust and challenges to trust or in property transfers and trusts. Is there a committee discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
I move CS for House Bill number 459, judiciary amended.
Is there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.